King Nebuchadnezzar to run mad. There was a time God humbled him and made him run mad. You're following? Are you following? Are you following? And eventually, he died. And the one who succeeded the throne was a man by the name Belshazzar, who was a son of Nebuchadnezzar. Are you following the story? If you're following, let me see your hand. Say amen. No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Miracle Tent. Good. They are following. Now, Belshazzar was a son of Nebuchadnezzar. Are you following? Are you following somebody? Are you following? Are you following or he went home? Now, the Bible says he made a feast. In this feast, he invited thousands of his lords. Lords meaning he invited all the wealthy people. He invited all his leaders. He invited everybody who was worthy to invite, the whole country. And he made a party. Not only that, he invited his wives, his concubines, his princes, all of them were there. And the Bible says, as they were eating, he said, no. Take all the vessels which we took from Jerusalem in the church. Because there was a time where his father went to Jerusalem and captured the whole city of Israel and removed everything from the temple and captured all the Israelites and took them to the slavery place in Babylon. Are you following? So at this point in time, Daniel was a Jew whose father was captured from Jerusalem. And they were living in Babylon, which is today's Iraq. And by then, the president was Belshazzar. And before him, the president was Nebuchadnezzar. And the word Babylon in those days, it just simply means land of confusion. Babylon means land of confusion. Really, it is a lot of confusion until today. And all the kings who comes in Iraq, they have never been in peace. It is the same place in Iraq where they were building a tower in the days of old, where they wanted to go and reach heaven. But God humbled them and made everyone. That's where all these languages, Tswana, Zulu, came from. The Bible says God came down and divided their tongue. As they were building the tower, everybody began to speak his own language. So they could not build it anymore. That's where all those languages we're talking about came from. Kunjani, Ewena. Wazalapa. Etc., etc. Are you following? Are you following? Yes. Are you following somebody? Are you following? Yes. Now, I want you to have the whole understanding because I'm going somewhere very important. How many are willing to learn? Turn about. Are you hearing this? Now, so Belshazzar, he took everyone who was important, put them in a feast, did the feast, and said, take all the cups which we captured in Jerusalem, bring them here. Take all the golden things, bring them here. And he was using things from the church. Yet the prophet, the owner of the church, was not there. Oh, I'll show you. We have got people who have the same mentality. They take things from the church. And he invites everyone, apart from the owner of the church, who was Daniel. He leaves him out. He didn't invite him for the feast. He calls all his lords apart from him. Oh, you didn't even hear. Are you following or you went home? Are you following? Now watch this. Verse 5. Go to verse 5. The Bible says,
Are you there? I don't understand these things. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. No. Go back to verse 5. That's better. Verse 5. You are there, right?
Yes.
Are you there, verse 5?
Yes.
All right. Give me NIV. The Bible says, suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king washed the hand as it wrote. Now, this is it. So the king sits on his throne. He invites all the lords into the house. Apart from one man, Daniel. And he takes the things from the church to use them. Apart from one man, Daniel. Suddenly, as he's enjoying, a finger of God appeared on the wall of his house and began to write on the wall. As he's watching like this, a finger. Wait. Are you here? You are home? Or you see, when I'm teaching Daniel, you must understand that there are Bibles, when I'm teaching like Revelation or the book of Daniel, it needs people who they really use Lion of Judah. Are you home? Now watch this. Even God himself, when he saw there was a party and they did invite the prophet, God could not enter inside, but only he sat outside, only his finger. No, you're not even hearing. And God stood outside. Only his hand entered the room and began to write on the wall. You're following, right? Are you following?
Yes.
How many are following? Why did I tell you? We'll look at it. Now watch this. Go to verse 12. This man Daniel, whom the king called Belshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means. All right, before that verse, the Bible says the king called for all magicians of the country. The king called for all the wise men of the country. The king called for all people to come and read what was written on the wall, but there was no one. There was no one. There was nobody who could interpret, neither to read what was written there. And they said, call for Daniel. When you call for Daniel, he will interpret. You see now, there are people who are left out. But when the thing of God writes, you're going to take them inside. I'm talking to somebody right there. People may leave you outside their program. They may take you out of their agenda. They may take you out of the promotional list, employment list, or the business list. But when God's finger writes, you shall be taken inside. You'll be put on their list by fire, by force. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Are you following or you went home? So these people, they have left the guy outside. We don't want Daniel in here because this is to do with us. But listen, they called all people who were talented. None could interpret. Nobody could do what Daniel could do. You know what? In your family, no one will do the things you're going to do. I think you are...
You are slow, you are slow, you are slow to receive.
I receive.
Say, here I am.
Yeah.
One thing I want to tell you is this. The kingdom of God is so it's not as difficult as we think it is. It is very simple. I'm telling you, your life can change in the twinkle of an eye. If you can listen to my teaching today, your life. Are you listening to my teaching? Are you listening? This man was taken out. But when the finger of the Lord wrote, and guess what? Today, are you hearing this right? We have got people who they have written the names of people who must be there on a paper. Yours will be written on a wall. Not on the secretary book. As the king was watching, are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Like, what is this? Now, guess this. So there was a word which was written, but nobody could interpret. Verse 12, the Bible says, this man Daniel, whom the king, and the one who was explaining here was one of the queen or princesses, who was telling the king, to say there is a man who, his name is Daniel. He has no reason understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Go for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means. Verse 13. Go to verse 13. Verse 13 says, so Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father the king brought from Judah? Verse 14. The Bible says, I have heard that the spirit of the gods, KJV says, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, or the spirit of the holy gods. I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you. And this is the man who was left out. A man with excellent wisdom, excellent spirit. He was left out. People without, who could not even understand, who could not even interpret, were those who were brought in. Am I talking to somebody here? People who are making it in life are those people who are not even supposed to make it. Are you here? You are here. You are here. People who are not supposed even to be on that place are those who are there. And the people who are supposed to be there are not even there. They are struggling, using taxis and having problems, financial problems. People who are not supposed to be there are those who are. And the Bible says the king tried to interpret, but there was nobody who could interpret. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? And watch this. The writing was written in their own language. The king could not read it. Nobody could read it. Do you understand? Watch this. You have got situations in a prophetic church like this where God puts you into a situation that you will not understand it. You will need an interpreter. That's where the story is going. I said, that's where the story is what? Before we go there, hear this. We have got people who use my anointing, who use the ECG anointing. But when they make their parties, no, you didn't hear me. I didn't even finish. I said, we have got people who use Major One's anointing, the ECG anointing. But when they make their party, we have people in church who they come in and say, I receive. When they open their business, they can't even understand their, they can't interpret, they can't understand their life. They are actually not even aware what their life is all about. They are confused like King Belshazzar, who could not even understand what was written in his own house. We have got people who don't understand what is happening in their own house. They have got situations happening in their own life they can't understand. Yet they are leaving the prophet out. That's where the story is what? Are you hearing? Are you hearing somebody? Are you following or you went home? Are you following? Are you following? Are you following somebody? Now, verse 24. The Bible says, then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. This is Daniel now interpreting. Everybody failed to read their own language. Now, read this. Verse 25. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. Now you can write the topic now. That's my preaching of today. Say, mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. Are you writing? Those watching on the TV, have you seen this? Have you seen? Are you reading your Bible? Are you home or you say, mene, mene, tekel, uphazin? Again? Say it again. Hosi, are you there? Put the hands on Jesus. Say, mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. Mene, mene, tekel. And listen, the word mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. The word uphazin means when two languages are mixed, like a street language. You know a street language? Where there is like a slang, like some sort of, where they mix some words. Are you there? So uphazin means two nations. All right? Are you there? Are you there? It means two divided. It's two. It's division. Tekel means the same. And the word mene, mene. Now, I want to give you this. Mene, mene. This is their own language. And they are failing to read. You are seeing there, right? You are seeing those words, mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. You can read? Can you show those words I'm talking about? Can you see those words, right? It's written what? All of you together, one, two, three, go. It's written what? Mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. And you are there, right? But the same words, the way they are, the king and all the interpreters could not read it. And Daniel came and read it. Mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. They were like, yeah. Do you know there are things in your life? All they need is a prophet to interpret them. That's exactly what I want to do today. I want to interpret your life. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Do you know the king could fail to interpret things written in his own house? We have got people failing to run the things in their own company, things to change in their own relationship, because they are failing the mene, mene, tekel, uphazin. And the word mene comes from a Hebrew word, thete. In Hebrew words, they are in figures. Do you know that? In Hebrew, they put figures as words.